From the Heart, March 28, Asking to Give. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Christ was continually receiving from the Father, that he might communicate to us. The word which ye hear, he said, is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Not for himself, but for others. He lived and thought and prayed. From hours spent with God, he came forth morning by morning to bring the light of heaven to those who heard him. Daily he received a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. In the early hours of the new day, the Lord awakened him from his slumbers, and his soul and his lips were anointed with grace, that he might impart to others. His words were given him fresh from the heavenly courts, words that he might speak in season to the weary and oppressed. Christ's disciples were much impressed by his prayers and by his habit of communion with God. One day, after a short absence from their Lord, they found him absorbed in supplication. Seemingly unconscious of their presence, he continued praying aloud. The hearts of the disciples were deeply moved. As he ceased praying, they exclaimed, "Lord, teach us to pray." In answer, Christ repeated the Lord's Prayer, as he had given it in the Sermon on the Mount. "Which of you," he said, "shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.'" Here Christ represents the petitioner as asking that he may give again. In like manner, the disciples were to seek blessings from God. In the feeding of the multitude and in the sermon on the bread from heaven, Christ had opened to them their work as his representatives. They were to give the bread of life to the people. Souls that were hungering for the bread of life would come to them, and they would feel themselves to be destitute and helpless. They must receive spiritual food, or they would have nothing to impart. But they were not to turn one soul away unfed. Christ directs them to the source of supply. And would not God, who had sent his servants to feed the hungry, supply their need for his own work?